하나님의 Are you here tonight? Or you are at home? And your body is here? Hallelujah. I know it's been a very long day. But we are doing the most important thing. That's what makes today to be a notable day. Hallelujah. The Bible says, this is the day that the Lord has made. So if it's the day of the Lord, then any moment we spend in the presence of God, it's really worth it. It doesn't really matter how much money we have made today, how many things we've been able to achieve today. What God wants to achieve in and through our lives is more important than all our natural achievements. So it's really worth it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, I begin to understand that in order to satisfy some overbloated infants in the church have begun to initiate a lot of programs that we know that those programs doesn't have any spiritual value, but just to satisfy the curiosity and hunger of those infants that are hanging around us in the house, those who are yet to discover the reason for their existence. When you understand the reason for your existence, you know what is required to fulfill purpose, then you will know what you need to renounce and those things you need to retain. Glory to God. You easily understand the non-essentials and the insignificant. You know what is just meant for the cleansing of the body, and you're able to concentrate your attention on the purging of the conscience from dead works, so that you can serve the living God. Amen and amen. That's why most times, in order to have fun, we try to initiate some programs just to liven up the thing. But it doesn't add anything to us at all. It's a system that doesn't add anything to us, because we are people going somewhere. Hallelujah. You see, there are people today that after closing time, every day, I mean, that's their daily routine, is the club. And he won't leave the club until 12 o'clock, midnight. He must be there. You will see them in different joints everywhere. They all go to work today. It's not the people that go to joints, you know, that are jobless people or miscreants. There are people who have a very heavy schedule for the day, and to lighten up, they want to go to those just to have fun. But we have our own fun in the presence of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We take the living water. Why they take origin? We pray the Holy Ghost. Building up ourselves upon our most holy faith. Glory to God. All concentrated attention must be on the reality of our future. Do everything possible so that that opportunity will not slip out of your hand. Don't allow the enemy to rob you of the great future and destiny that is awaiting you in Christ Jesus. There's something he has preserved for you, and you cannot afford to lose it. Paul said, I cannot stand it, so I put everything into it. Hallelujah. He said, I beat my body and I put it under. So the call of God upon our life in this season demand that we put everything into heat, so that the devil will not rob us of our eternal future in God. Amen and amen. My prayer is that you will not suffer the loss of your reward. You will not labor in vain. He said, I have not called the house of Jacob to seek me in vain. And I know that as all of these things begin to break forth into your life, God begin to compensate for all your years, all the years you have been tried, you have been tempted, you have faced persecution and opposition. Hallelujah. And what God is bringing into our life is more of a greater quality and value than the things we have suffered. Hallelujah. He said our present suffering is not worth to be compared to the glory. Hallelujah. There is something breaking forth in our life. That is why we can rejoice in the Lord. I hope you are not forced to this place tonight. Glory to God. You are here by revelation. Come and say, I am here by revelation. You know, some of us, we are waiting for an angel to appear to us and say, oh, go to Prevailers Chapel by 6 o'clock. And no. To an infant, God can begin to relate with them like that. But you are here by revelation. Glory to God. See, when the word of God begins to guide your steps, you don't need to shake your body before you receive things from God. You receive things from God as something that is usual, not something that is unusual. It's normal. It's just part of your life. He said, what I see the Father doing, that's what the Son does. Glory to God. And while he's doing it, this, you know, the system is so much blended into one another that it wasn't even conscious. No, not to say, thank you, Lord. Okay, I move. Glory to God. He's just taking his steps after the Father. Hallelujah. Just taking his steps after the Father. It's time for us to follow the truth after the inward path. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Just want to admonish us tonight. Glory to God. Amen and amen. Tonight I'll be talking about the grace of God versus the hostility of our environment. Glory to God. You can give it any title after the message, but I'm just seeing something there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Every time God is initiating a process, the custodian or the managers of that process, God will have to walk them through the process so that they'll be able to administer the process. Glory to God. And this is one thing we don't often like in our life. The process I'm talking about is not self-initiated. Our calling as a believer is not to follow our self-generated idea. God don't work just with an idea. God is a strategist and he built technology. Just like a software, a package that is written or, you understand, you know, scientifically put together by someone. So it's a form of a process. You can call it a process. You can call it a process that make it to be a step-by-step thing that leads to this, that leads to this, then we end up there. So when you see technical managers, they have to first take people through the process. So when they walk you through the process, say this is how it works. Most times it's more of they put up a slide like this and walk you through the process. While you begin to try your hands on the process, you experiment it, you see it work. When you see the process work, then you can begin to transfer the technology. I want you to know that God is depending on us. And we have to give him all the necessary assurance, you understand, the assurance that he requires from us to see that the process do not fail. Glory to God. You know, there are a lot of processes that are initiated that failed. Not because the process is bad, but because the managers of that process, they have misconstrued some things, or they make some blunders along the line, and we never see it work. I want you to picture, have that kind of a picture in your mind, because God really has to show us the way it works. Glory to God. That's what we see in this scripture here. It says, acquire a thorough understanding of the ways in which God works. We pray that you live well for the master, making him proud of you as you walk hard in his orchard. As you learn more and more how God works, you will learn how to do your work. See, your work there is talking about you will learn how to walk with God. Hallelujah. Because it's not every walk with God that is acceptable to him. The Bible says this is your reasonable and acceptable service. Because it's a norm and it's acceptable to men, does not mean that it's not filled with all manner of irregularities. Because men endorse it, does not mean that heaven endorses it. Because that's the way men do his own thing, that doesn't mean that's the way God wanted it to be done. That's why Paul said, I beat my body and I put it under. One translation says, I made it to what God wants rather than what he wants. You see, our flesh, we only want to go his own way. And that's the fatal error that we have found ourselves today. And that's the kind of, that's the blunder that all of humanity have made. He said, all men have sinned and they have fallen short of the glory of God. He said, all have gone astray. In other words, they've learned to do God's work in their own way. There's no one you ask on the street today whether he loves God or not. He said, I love God. If you tell him you are a child of the devil, he's going to pick up a fight with you. People do things, you understand, just to satisfy God. Something in them tells them that, well, God exists, I've got to do something back. I've heard the story of some of these, you know, footballers that play for the club side. When it comes to Christmas time, they go and donate money to the orphanage, give a lot of money to the church. I had the story of one of them that walk into a church. Sometimes they go, just put down every money, and they just walk away from there, from that place, went to the joint, rock it all night. Just felt there must be one God somewhere. So gotta do something. Just if you relieve that God, do something for that God. The living God is not like that. You cannot just do anything for him. You only do what is required by him for him, in order for him to be pleased. King Saul said, well, I want to use this to make sacrifice. No, I don't want sacrifice. What I want is obedience. You must know what God wants. It's the value of this school of purpose. We are striving for accuracy. It's not, we are not preaching to impress people. It's not just to preach on your head. It's not just to tell you what God wants, but impact your life so that you will have the strength to run in the direction of God's will for your life. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. We don't just want you to know that God exists. We want you to walk in the reality of that experience of God in your life. The Bible says, even the devil believes. Glory to God. But he said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. He said, let him that cometh unto him believe that he is. He's not just talking about believing in his mere existence. And you see, you don't tell me that you believe if your life is not reflecting what you believe. You don't believe. So what that scripture was saying is not saying that I just believe, I have a mental knowledge of the fact that where God exists. You understand? Our life must reflect what we believe. You are the total summary of what you believe. You are sitting down today because of what you believe. What you believe have brought you to this place today, where you are, how you are, how you live. That's the summary of what you believe. You are the totality of what you believe. So in Hebrews 11, it said, let him that cometh unto him believe that he is. And he is the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that scripture is not talking about merely believing in the reality of God's existence. Every stupid person on the street knows God exists. Babala will know God exists. So he put a stone in the corner of his room and he pour oil on it. I said, Lord Mario. You understand? And we kill another person, pour the blood of that person on that stone. He still believe God exists. But our life must reflect the God that we believe. The Jewish people believe the existence of God. But their life do not reflect the character of God. So Jesus told them point blank, he said, your deeds is the clear revelation of your true parentage. I don't deny the fact Abraham is your father, but Abraham is not a murderer. Glory to God. So you can be a murderer and still believe that God exists. They stone him, they pin him to the wall. They lied against him, bear false witness against him. They treated him badly. They believe God exists. Most of them still believe they were doing those things for God. That's why walk with God goes beyond reasoning from the vanity of your mind. You've got to hook up to the Holy Ghost. He said, they shall be taught of the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So God is initiating the process. And God, we have to walk us through the process. But you see, because this is the process that everyone will have to go through. The Bible talks about the affliction of the people of God. He said, when you are tempted, he said, don't feel that God is tempting you with evil. Another point, he said to them, point blank, he said, listen, he said, your brothers everywhere, they're going to do the same thing. There's nothing strange. We'll all have to go through this process. It's a spiritual process. When you study Romans chapter 5, you will understand that there's a spiritual process that is initiated by God. And those who try to dodge the process, they end up becoming well without water. Christian without anything to show for it. They only bear Christian name. They are Christian by church affiliation, but their life lacks the reality of God's presence. And listen to me, you see, you can't hide anywhere. Because the situation and the hostility of your environment will reveal your true spiritual worth and status. That's why I said the day we burn like an oven. The purpose of the burning is for revelation. The fire reveals. And God will make a distinction between those who just go to church and those who have divine life. So we fall into the category of people that have divine life. That's why we are coming to service that life. We are not coming here, you know, to service our lust. So when you know the purpose of your coming, you understand? That's what will determine the virtue that will flow unto you. How much you can get and you can receive from God will be determined by you defining your purpose of coming. Then you can receive the word with joy and gladness. Hallelujah. Not just jumping up, you understand, but allowing the word of God to do a thorough work in your life. He said, let the word dwell in you. Colossians 3. Let the word dwell in you. You've come to have an encounter. There's something you've come to service tonight. The way every other person go to the joints, they go to the clubhouse to service their flesh. They feel they are refreshing. And they take, you know, say, I can't go back home until I take 2 bottles of beer. You understand? And see, there are people you can refer to as responsible men, but they are like that. That's the way they live their life. They live unto themselves. They just live a life in the flesh. But we've come to discover a new life within our life. And when the line of demarcation is drawn, you understand, then you will be drawn towards the new life. So we've not come to service the body. We've come to service our soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Colossians chapter 1, Paul said, laboring. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. Verse 28. I'm going to show you something there. Colossians 1. Verse 28. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We preach Christ. Let's read from verse 27. Verse 27. God wanted everyone, not just Jews, to know this rich and glorious secret inside and out. Regardless of their background, regardless of their religious standing, the mystery is, in a nutshell, is just this: Christ in you. Therefore, you can look forward to sharing in God's glory. Is that simple? That is the substance of our message. Every message must have a substance. So every message is to bring you to this reality, because that is your joy, that is your life. It's time for us to touch that reality. So we labor to bring you to this place. We are not laboring to make you wealthy. We are not laboring to have your, so that you can have your bank account swelled up. We are not laboring so that you can get to a point you have promotion in your place of work. Glory to God. Leave that to your good character. Leave that to your natural brilliance. Your competence will position you there. Glory to God. Your character matched with your competence, you understand, will make you to have recommendation for a lifting and elevation. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't need to, you understand? So I may not mention that, you understand, but that is just it. Glory to God. You see, if in the future God is going to tell you to start a church, your church must have a purpose. It must be a purpose-oriented church. Hallelujah. If God is talking to you about ministry, this is ministry. Any other ministry outside of this is not ministry, is vanity. Glory to God. If you know the mystery of vanity, then you know people who chase after vanity, they are miserable men that needed to be pitied. Glory to God. We don't subscribe to the flesh. We minimize our investment onto it, because it's all about corruption. He said, whatsoever a man soweth, he shall reap. When you sow into the flesh, what do we reap? Why? Because food for the belly, belly for the food, all of them shall be destroyed one day. That's why I said, in order to satisfy the curiosity seeker and the overbloated infant, we try to introduce some carnal program into the work of God. You understand? In order to get it, it's a drama night. Night. You know, you are doing disco in the church now, and they are doing lottery. You understand? See, at the end of the year, you understand that somebody are going to roll in the church, that somebody can win a car, somebody can. You can buy a ticket, lottery ticket, just to create fun. And what would that have to eternal goal? Can you just imagine? Because to me, it's unimaginable the millions of people that are locked up into that kind of a system. System run by men who hold the key in their hand, who will not enter, and yet will not allow others to enter. Glory to God. Those who fear the flint knife of the circumciser, who will never want the sword to pass through their hearts. So they hold the key and create fear in the heart of the people. They use fear to scare them out of having the experience of God in their life. So we have a generation in our hand today that is genetically deprived of the true reality of God. What we are dealing with is a genetic deprivation. It's a whole race of people who do not know God, neither do they understand the ways of God. Check your Bible and see what happened to those people at the end of the day. Glory to God. Brother James was saying the other time, said we've come to learn about God. We are not coming to learn about God. We have come to know God. You can have information about God, I don't know him. Glory to God. Amen and amen. I know he has the mind of the spirit, so I know what he's communicating. Glory to God. You know, there are people that know so much about God. They can tell you where Jesus was born, how many stars appear on that day, how God, from Genesis, all the things prophecy about Jesus, that will not do anything. Say, you have known the scripture. You even search it. You see, they understand. Now, this is the life standing before you. You can't recognize him. So we have not come to learn about God. We have come to know God. We've come to experience God. I need the experience of God in my life. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Therefore, you can look forward to sharing in God's glory. Hallelujah. This is where we should bring men to. In our ministry, this is where we are bringing men to. It's not every man that is willing to come to this place because they come for money. They come for one thing or the other. They follow God for different reasons. But in the church, that's the place where we help them to define, you understand, their hunger. A man that is hungry, whatever you present to him, he will go for it. But when you let them define, you help them to define their hunger, they know how to articulate their hunger and channel it towards the right thing, you understand, that will bring true joy and satisfaction into their heart. Those hungry people who are following Jesus, he said, I will give you food. He said, labor not for the meat that perisheth. He helped them to define their hunger. You have come. Something is pushing you around. And when you have this, this will sustain you. This will hold your life together. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 28. He said, that is the substance of our message. Do you know that it's not every message that has a substance? It's not every preacher that has substance. So if God initiated the process and want to walk you through the process, you understand? And you dodge the process, you understand? You cannot have substance. You will have Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Tege. You understand? If you articulate and you are intelligent, you can be a good preacher in the 21st century. What a yellow, you make money, you make waves, your name everywhere. If you have good publicity, you have people to undo, you understand? You know what I mean, your media image, and let you polish it and refine it. Every time you address the press, they say you have a swagger. I said, I'm going to tell you that you're going to see the Lord. You, I said, hey, Pastor, you're going to, and everybody, you're going to have thousands of people shouting your prayer. I said, I'm going to see the Lord. Pastor, I'm going to see the Lord. Yes, Ali. And you pick it up from somewhere. You can pick anybody's book. But you may not have the heart of the author. Only the Holy Spirit can help us discern messages that doesn't have life. Soulish message. You should be able to differentiate between a soulish message and the ministration of the Spirit. Hallelujah. We preach Christ. We preach what? Won't you be offended? Sunday in, Sunday out, we preach what? Not money. Because when Christ comes, money will follow. It comes for other things to follow. When you understand Christ, when you understand the things of Christ, money will not be your problem. I'm not saying you will have money in your bank account, there will be so plenty you have enough to squander. But money will not be a problem to you. When you are broke, you know what to do. You can adjust at any time. You go along with life. You can flow with anything. When you understand the things of Christ. Someone was sharing with me, he said, I didn't work for 2 years and God sustained me. I pay my house rent, I feed, I fill my tank, I wear good clothes. Most times, the money for sustenance will come when you are at the gas station. Many of you are thinking about, you look at the gauge. You say, can this thing carry me? Then a lot will come. £10. Immediately you feel a tank. You keep the rest. How many of us want to live a life of faith? But we want everything to be locked up there so that you just go there with your ATM machine and withdraw. I'm talking about you going to the ATM without any alert, without anything, but you know something will be there. Hallelujah. You say, thank you, Jesus. You are beautiful for every situation. And about 2 hours ago, the guy sent the money. It's just that the bank have not processed it through the alert system. I said, thank you, Lord. He said, how much is there? He said, 10,500 naira. Remove the 10,000. He said, why haul? Why not remove it small, small? You believe another one will come there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, there are times God can be afraid to send some of us on errand. God, use me. God, use me. God, no, you can't cope. The way we pattern our life, the way we package our life, some of the things we do in our life, all the excesses in our life, and all of those, God knows that we are and you say, God, use me. God, use me. Sister. I will use you with time. Let God walk you through the process so that you not be a cloud without rain. He said, we preach Christ because we have Christ. He said, I don't want to hear any other thing among you but Christ. And the reason is so that your faith will not rest on the wisdom of men, but the power of God. You now know the reason why the church cannot stand and not withstand this, the insinuations of the opposition. Because our faith is resting on the wisdom of men rather than the power of God. The kingdom of God is not just in words, but in power. That's why you must cherish this word God is saying to us this year. It's a year of walking in abundance of grace. He said, I want to walk you up to a place whereby you locate grace and you tap into the grace of God for daily living. He said, God is able to make all grace abound unto you. Because God knows we are living in a world that is full of hostility. What will wreck us and make us to go to hell is close to us. Just stupid mistake and one superfluous blunder. All the work you've done all these years can just go for it. Hallelujah. He says, so let me walk you through the process. I know how to operate the law of faith. You know how to operate the system of God that, you know, and be able to generate grace for daily living. Say, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. This is grace. Warning people not to hurt to the message. We teach in a spirit of profound common sense so that we can bring each person to maturity. Come and say profound common sense. That is higher reasoning. Glory to God. To be mature is to be basic. Christ, no more, no less. That's the basic thing. To bring you to a place of maturity. That's why you are here. Don't give your tithe in a place where they're not, this is not achieving your life. If the goal of that church is not this one, then forget it. You are not in the right place. If you don't get it clear from the word of God, you may end up finding yourself in the midst of Satanists. Glory to God. Glory to God. Before you know it, begins to say. So you see, I begin to realize, I begin to hear a lot of things today, and I marvel. People that I know, people that are so clean, intelligent, and refined gospel preachers that are, you feel they are civilized people, and they traveled abroad, they have touches there, and then begin to hear a lot of occultic involvement that those people have entered into. You begin to say, you understand? No, you see, they are brilliant. The way the oration, the level of exposure, most of the education, the everything. Then beginners. I heard that in UK today, some of the churches have closed up. They've closed down the church just because a lot of things were discovered, fetish things. When Christ is not the goal, then you can pick grace. Because they move away. Hallelujah. He said, we preach Christ, warning people not to hurt to the message. We teach in the spirit of profound common sense so that we can bring each person to maturity. To be mature is to be basic. Christ, no more, no less. Verse 29. Hallelujah. That's what I'm working so hard at. Day after day, year after year, doing my best with the energy God so generously gives me. Then you wonder, Pastor, why not? I'm not pastor of trash. I know the place for those things. I know how to put first thing first. I understand the concept of more weightier matter of the law. I want to have ministry that will bring forth fruit unto righteousness. I want to try as much as possible to minimize my investment into death nature, because all of those things will pass away with this world. You will not have them to show up to God in heaven. You only have Christ in you. You understand? To give you an entrance into his presence. Said, because as he is, so we are in this world. It doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that as he is, so we are in this world. So that's what will matter on that day. Whether you are like him or you do not share his image. We are not gamblers. We are not stealing by trick. We are doing our job. As long as I'm doing my job and on my duty post doing the right thing that I'm supposed to do, God is bound to bless me. I want to stick to it, because the blessing of God is superior to the blessing of man. There are pastors who are looking for money today, so they have to dilute the gospel. They have to give people what they want. Preach to service people's ego. We don't preach to please men. We preach to break the heart of men so that they can see themselves. Glory to God. And know how to open up their life to God. Say, God, help me. Glory to God. We preach them to a place of godly sorrow that lead to repentance. That's our work. That's our job specification. He said, God, what should I be doing as a minister? It's defined by the word of God. As long as your ministry is defined from the truth position and you keep to it, then you can be sure that you are safe and secure, because you are standing in the center of God's will for your life. Don't let anything make you shift ground. Don't let anything make you change your mind. Doesn't matter what others believe. Continuing those things you are convinced of. Your conviction is based on the truth of God's word. So follow what the truth says. Your conviction is not something that just flies into your brain. You understand? You know, there are people that just say, I'm convinced that I'm in themselves. It's not something that came from your own personal imagination. If you claim that you are convinced, your conviction has to be rooted in the word of God. Hallelujah. Clearly defined. I would like you to go into different translations of the Bible and highlight this thing. Peradventure, God will call me to ministry in the future. What is the nature of my assignment? What's my job specification? What do I stand to achieve? You see, we can be running all around the place, carrying chair, carrying desk, carrying everything, do program, do this, that. You understand? If this one is not achieved, then we are doing religious thing. You understand? It's just, we're only being religious. I don't want to join the clique of religious men, because God is angry with religion. God's language towards religion have never been a friendly language. It's with God, Jesus Christ attacked religion with a strong language. You understand? It's a language of attack. It's a curse be on you. Woe unto you, Pharisee. Woe will not be yours in Jesus' name. Come on, say, I work so hard. Glory to God. It's time for us to work hard. But it's not everybody that is working hard that is doing the right thing. Diligence cannot be defined just within the concept of hard work. What kind of work? What do you want to achieve? Glory to God. I study all night. What do you want to achieve? I pray all night. What do I want to achieve? Is it the same goal that God wants? Glory to God. God is not looking for more things. God is looking for men. That's why he sent Jesus, so that he can bring many sons unto glory. Let's join hands with him to bring sons unto glory. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. God is a faithful God. God is a faithful God. The church that God is building on earth is not immune to satanic assault, but we cannot be overcome by the power of evil because we are trained to walk in the truth of God's word. We are trained to walk in love, in joy, and forgiveness. That's the process that God is initiating. So he's walking you through the process. That is, means it looks as if everything is hard. We grow in the midst of hardship. We develop in the things of God through those things that we suffer. They're not meant for our destruction, but they are good for our development. Glory to God. Because God has to chase out the devil out of us. He has to chase the devil out of us. Glory to God. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. At least, okay. Let's look at the message. By entering through faith into what God has always wanted to do for us, set us right with him. Glory to God. Make us fit for him. We have it all together with God because of our master, Jesus. Come and say our master, Jesus. Come and say our master, Jesus. Come and say our master of Jesus. Listen to me. You see, where I'm going is this. The thought that is so strong in my heart is this. If you don't overcome, there is no way you can become. There's something you've got to overcome before you can become. The Bible says in John chapter 1, it said, in him was life, and the life was the light of all men. It said, the light shining in the midst of darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. And he said, as many as received him, he gave power to do what? Become. There are things, this is the process. There are things you've got to overcome before you can become. The Bible says in Revelation 12:11, it said they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They love not their life so as not to lose it. So what has the blood got to do there? Because the blood is a message. What is the message that the blood was communicating to them? It's the message of love. When you think about the blood, you think about the love of God. You see, present day believers don't know how to administer the blood in their life. It's not just when you see demons and say, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. It's to make you to grow in the reality of God's love. When you remember the blood of the sinless lamb, the one who had done nothing, who paid the price for the remission of your sin, the when this blood drops, said God, said, when I shall see, it's not the devil that took the blood. When I shall see the blood, I remember your sin no more. Not just ordinary blood, precious blood. I love one translation. He said, Jesus is the, you know, his blood is the, he says, it's a fitted donor. You know, there are times that when your blood group is so, and you have a lot of people who can donate for you today, but it's not in your blood group. What happened? You want them to transfuse wrong blood group into your system? You die. So God has specification, the kind of blood, sinless lamb. And Jesus was proved and tested. He was taken to the laboratory of suffering. That's why he became the author and the finisher of our faith. He was in all point tempted as we are, yet he did not sin. He obeyed to the point of shedding the blood. Could have resisted and called down legions. Let the devil say there's partiality. There's no partiality there. God said, yeah, test him. If you find sin in him. Himself said, can anyone accuse me of any wrongdoing? At the point he has a cry for the grace of God. And the Bible says it was hard in that he feared. Glory to God. Glory to God. He said they overcome him. The measure at which you are receiving this truth is the measure at which you walk in victory. Either you like it or not, the demonic opposition will be there. Your enemies will not die. All this die by fire. Nah, lie. It's your own mind that have to be reshaped. Because the moment one of your enemies die, another person is taking the battle again. You know, there are people that can stand enmity with you just inside the box. You are not a family member. You don't know them from Adams. He begin to trace your name and say, what's his mother's name? Begin to Google your name. Just inside the box. Just say, close the door, close the window. See that side? I want to stay in the middle. Enmity has died. But those ones have died by fire. What of this other one? I'm even talking about enemies that there is nothing you can do. You understand? They hate you because they hate Christ. You can't say people that hate Christ should love you. Only those who love Christ should love you. Those who hate Christ, they don't want to see you at all. They detest you. They are not your friends. Because they are shaking hands with you does not make them your friends. Even their shaking of hands is suspicious. So you have to speak in tongues at times. Say thank you. Shamba Koshai. Ah, Mr. Shagun, Shapaponi. Some people have been indoctrinated. Somebody just give me war ring somewhere sometimes. You know, just something like oil to rub his hand. He has never been shaking hands with everybody. He's not shaking and hugging everybody. Initiating a transfer. Oh, thank you, Mr. Yegu. Let's fire meet fire. Praise God. You know, there are times the Holy Spirit just pour you like that. I'm not creating fear in your heart. I say that's how you do every time. But every time the Spirit of God is initiating such a thing, pick it up and launch the first attack. Don't wait for the enemy to throw the missile before you begin to think about what to do. Praise the name of the Lord. So you have to be up and doing in the spirit. Look at this. And that's not all. We throw open our doors to God and discover at the same moment that he has already thrown open his door to us. We find ourselves standing where we always hoped we might stand out in the wide open spaces of God's grace and glory, standing tall and shouting our praise. Please, let's go to King James. Moses, if you preach from Message Bible, you will not be able to preach by precision. Because he keeps elaborating and elaborating and elaborating. Verse 2. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Come and say, I rejoice. In the hope of the glory of God. That may be pain in my body. That's why I said, you know, God most times will put what you hate inside of what you like. But yet we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. If you don't understand the way God works, you don't understand the process, what do you think will happen? You turn your back at God. Before you know it, you begin to respond back to your enemies. Instead of you responding to God, you understand? We see, the moment you begin to respond to God, you cannot react to enemy. We are called to respond to God and not to react. You know how do you respond to God? Through his nature. Through his life. Hallelujah. You understand? You have this inside information. You are responding to the hope of the glory of God. Hallelujah. The devil is bashing you at the back. Bah, 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 bah. Instead of you reacting, you are responding to the hope of the glory of God. Not what the devil is doing, but what God is doing. Am I talking to someone? You can live a life of peace. You can live a life of joy. Hallelujah. Those things will always be there. The moment one enemy dies, another one will spring up. Life is a battle. He said, I have fought, I've finished. If the guy fought to the end, there are issues to contend with. There are natural realities of life to contend with in our life. The moment one is surfacing, another one will surface again. Another one will prove himself as if as is superior to God. Hallelujah. He said, we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Come on, say hope of the glory of God. That's what we are called to do, to respond to God. You will never know joy if you don't learn how to respond to God. And that's what the Holy Ghost is teaching us. That's what the Father is teaching us. And the enemy will wonder why you are behaving the way you are behaving. Can you just imagine a man in chain was writing letter to others, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say, rejoice. Jesus was saying to his disciples, he said, you don't have to worry. Let not your heart be troubled. Even he himself was inside trouble. Somebody that they should begin to pity and encourage was one encouraging them. I don't know the direction you are looking at. And I don't know the way you perceive it. When you see the word of God standing in the position of Christ, you understand? You are standing in that Christ-defined position, you will definitely walk in mastery over the adversary. Glory to God. You see, please expect them. They will be there. And they are there for you. It's because of you that the devil exists because of you. He has no other business. You are his business, main business, main agenda. He has not retired and he will not resign. And how many people have died? The devil have not died. This enemy we are talking about, who is our adversary, is superior to witches and wizards. Those ones are miscreants. These are domestic demons. You must know how to wage war against the enemy of your soul. Hallelujah. I can rejoice because of the hope of the glory of God. God has called me to glory. That hope was lost before. God has initiated the process through which there can be restoration. When God initiates the process, you understand, of total rectification, we should be able to master the process. If that process is clearly articulated, then we'll be able to transfer. The values of the apostolic is in the transfer. Commit to faithful brethren who will pass it on. What we are passing on is not scripture. What we are passing on is a reality of God, technology of God, impartation. Grace is what we are transferring. Something of heaven is what we are transferring. Glory to God. Something that is of God, that is what we are transferring. Praise the Lord. So get the process clear. Don't dodge the process in your life, because you may not know where God is taking you to, so that your life will have substance. You will not just be a teacher without substance. You will not be an apostle without substance. You will be a noisemaker. He said, the mouth boastful words. They promise others deliverance, where they themselves, while they themselves, they are slaves of depravity. They promise people freedom. Is there any freedom outside of Christ? He said, you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Truth is not something. Truth is someone. Glory to God. Glory to God. When you know the truth, truth will free you from reactionary behavior. And we impart into your life a responsive behavior. Reaction and being responsive to God, you understand, is like you are also responding to something else. So you are reacting when you are in the negative. You are responding when you are in the positive. Permit me to use that language. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. But I've said the Lord before me. A level of victory and mastery over the adversary is determined by the measure of his love or his grace that is operational within our soul. See, this is set the law of grace in motion in a man's life. Hallelujah. He said, because the Holy Ghost have shed the love of God abroad, the Father and the Son. They give. You no wonder why Jesus Christ said that I'm going to the Father. If I do not go, said the Holy Ghost will not come. Because we know the love of God by the Spirit. We cannot know it by our head. Love of God is beyond knowledge. Ephesians 3. So this love of God, Holy Ghost has shed the love of God abroad in our heart. Saying to us, and you begin to see the analogy from verse 6. Explain the truth, the reality. You wonder where, you see how powerful the blood is. The reality of the blood must not leave your memory lane. No matter the kind of hardship you are going through, you always remember somebody shed his blood for you to be where you are. This is not a position you can afford to forfeit. Money cannot buy it. Thus, by God's initiative, I got to where I am today. God spent his last money, put all that he has, all that is God, to bring me. It involved the death of someone. Do you know how valuable such things should be to you? So the devil didn't know that he's going to suffer the loss of you and I when Jesus went to Calvary. That's why the prince of this world will have known. Because now we can transfer our love from him to God. This is the truth of God's word that converts the heart. Converting the soul. Is it the devil that shed his blood for you? There's an inheritance waiting for you. There's something your forefathers have lost that you don't know anything about. And you are suffering for it. And God has to initiate a process to bring you back to that order of glory. God is restoring you back to your hidden. Whereby your life will begin to bring glory and honor to God. As heaven has designed. This is something you should guard jealously in your life. You cherish that reality. That's why there are people today that they are excited every time God do one thing or the other for them. That's why gospel is not all about materialistic thing. It's not all about what God is doing now. It's all about what God had done. Build your faith on what God had done, not what God is doing. We don't run church like that. I'm speaking to potential ministers in the house. You don't build your gospel, your teaching around what God will do now. So that their faith will now rest on. You don't know how many years it took God to bring the promise of Isaac to Abraham. If Abraham had not believed God, he would have committed many, many blood. And the reason for the Ishmael in his life is just because of that. So that when God delayed his promise, you can still remain faithful to him. And know God is up to something. God who delayed it, he delayed with reason. He always make all things beautiful in his own time. Our life is not all about Isaac. Our life is all about God. Because Isaac will not matter when we get to heaven. The womb will count the number of children you have. I say, Eli, last bomb in here. Eli, you be in that. You see, we are counting names of them. Only the Holy Ghost can elevate our soul and make us to begin to live for things that really matter. So,
until God begins to bring these things out and our heart begin to rest on it and begin to believe in it and convinced of it, our attitude and behavior will never change. And the way your attitude to what you are going through goes a long way. If you have a wrong attitude, the devil will beat you flat. If you have a right attitude, you will dispossess your adversary. You stay on top of the situation until the breakthrough comes. Praise the name of the Lord. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also. Come and say, we glory in tribulation. Knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Look at the process. This is the process that God have initiated. So don't just settle down for the fact that you love God. You've got to come to the point where you love the true works of God. You love the workings of God. There are people who claim to love God today, but they don't want God to take them through this process. You can be on the pulpit, you can be anywhere, you can be anything yourself, but you hate the process. Only the Holy Ghost, when the love of God is shed abroad in your heart, you understand, can make you to begin to love the process. Then you can continue in the love of God. Because the love of God have not stopped at Calvary. It's love. Make him to die for you. He said, his death. Make all our sins to be written off. He said, but his life make us to escape the wrath to come. So we have our life to live with God. So God has called us to a true life experience. That's why we call it life and relationship. People want relationship, but they don't want life. And there's no way you can have life without relationship. Where relationship is clearly defined, relationship will give back the impartation of life. Your relationship with Adam brought some things into your life. Your relationship with the new man will bring some things of heaven into your life. So we are called to invite men to life and relationship. When they come to life, then they can relate with God, who is a living God. And that will reproduce life. Because the way God trains his own children is different. They are trained to walk in the truth. They are trained to walk anti the world. He created Satan. And in the midst of every satanic operation, God wants his name to be magnified. We exist for the purpose of his glory. How will God be glorified if there's no Satan? How will David be elevated if there's no Goliath? How will light shine if there's no darkness? Yet we don't want all of these things, but it is part of the process. Those who have been through the process and received the process. This is what I mean. He said, so that we will not trust in ourselves, but the power of God. They are the people who can bring the power of God unto other people. It's time to live by power. The power is not just in words, it's in deed. The power, the force of godliness, not a form. He said there are people who have a form of godliness but deny the power. I was challenging someone today. I said, listen, where do you think they will get it from? They can't. They lack the revelational potential. They can't walk people through the process. Why? They've all done the process in their life. I should not shield you from pain. I'm learning every day. Glory to God. I was sharing with Biodo. I said, do you know what? When you were going, I don't want you to go. I said, well, because he said, I later discovered that I'm trying to be overprotective. Because I know all the things he was telling me when he was going, he still can't walk. But his faith was proved and tested. Because that God, you see, most times God will use some things. He's the ancient of days. Everyone has to develop his own experience of God. And that's why I laugh from this. You don't have to be, you don't have to overpamper people. You don't have to be overprotective. Expose. Most time when he talks to me, it's not in news to me. I know. But I was trying to shield him from. I said, wait. One day he just told me, he said, what about your agent? And I said, I've just heard from him. If I even told me that I can buy a cab for $200, maybe $600, and I started driving it, and I can make as much as $1,000 in a matter of driving abroad. Some people, they are doing driving test for 2 years, they have not passed. But his experience of God have made the difference. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. At least he learned faith. He learned to live by faith. He learned to hear from God. And that's a lesson for me. Don't try to be overprotective. Say, I don't want this. Pain is part of the process. Then come to think of it, I've been through pain. But you know, when you have a superstitious mindset, every man must develop his own height. We back them up with prayer, with intercession, with understanding of God. Praise the Lord. It's part of the process. It's clearly revealed in the word. He said, we glory in tribulation. Not to say tribulation, not to say we like pain. Not to say tribulation is good. But what tribulation will bring about in our life? Look at this. It's worketh patience. Because without tribulation, you will not learn patience. You feel you are up there and you are nobody. But when tribulation comes, revelation will slice you to your level. Every time you come to this, they say, this is the place where God cut into size. You know what God, the knife that God used to cut into size? Tribulation. And it will slice you to pieces. So you know where you belong. We will need to beg you to be patient. And if we are not patient at all, at times, you understand, we will not allow God to do a thorough work in our life. While we begin to, you understand, it's like somebody who's trying to work on a pot, you understand? Or trying to fabricate something. And that thing is trying to be stubborn. See how many times you see a potter, we have to break that thing to pieces again. And when you are pressing it in the middle, is getting up at the other end. The process will start again. That's why, if you have not overcome, you cannot become. Look at all the hostilities you are going to face. Most of them, they are prearranged by God. God just involved the devil in the process. Because God also involved the devil in the process of becoming. Joseph had to overcome some things before he got to the throne. We want to rule and reign. He has called us to rule and reign. That's what we just go by letter. A rule and reign. All the people that have rule and reign in the Bible, you just knew the process they went through before they started reigning. I said, we are kings unto our God. You don't know the trouble you are invoking upon your own life. Don't you have the prophetic understanding that when you say you are a king? All the king in the Bible, they just pick them there and just put them there. Glory to God. And that will open your eyes to know that God, when you are going to, you know that God, I have the inside information. I rejoice. Hallelujah. Patience. He said, patience will bring experience. That word experience means experience of God. When you have the reality of God, the true experience of God, you see, don't allow yourself to be deprived of that experience of God. It's a personal battle. Look at the way the father of David was shielding him. When all his brothers went to military school, went to everything, David was staying at home. Joseph, his father gave him the coat of many colors. When God is initiating a separation from emotional ties, you better understand what the Spirit is saying. If you love life, you understand? You love true life with God, then you will follow your spirit and not follow your head. May your life not be plagued by Jonathan's spirit. God did everything possible to initiate a transition, a separation. But he never, he was just doing here and there, here and there. Because we don't want to take the risk. You need to take the risk of faith. Nobody knew where Joseph was. They've sold him out somewhere. The brothers thought the guy would have died. Some of them will have been having dreams when they are doing burial service for him. And the guy was there. They had off his hand somewhere. They were lying against him. What his eyes will not see in his father's house, God make him to see outside there. If God knows there's a place where you'll be pampered, God will move you out from that place and build you to your own training ground. God is initiating a process that will become part of your life so that you can become one of the imparters, the transferer of those eternal technologies into other people. This must not stop with us. This that God is doing must go beyond us. Hallelujah. He said, experience then hope. Come on, say hope. He said, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Hope does not make ashamed. It is something that is sure and certain. There's something that backs this true reality of God in our life. What is that hope? Glory to God. God strengthens our character, deepens our trust, and also enhances our confidence in the reality of the future. That's the purpose of the process. Glory to God. Glory to God. You see that hope? It's talking about the reality of the future. Now, you have that reality of the future in your life today. The Holy Ghost shared the love. The administrator. That's why it's not enough for you to love God, you must love the true works of God. This is what we call the true works of God. People do not fail because they do not know the truth, but because they do not love the truth. God's truth is a person. They don't love these true works. They don't like this pain. And if you don't like the process, you cannot fulfill the purpose. Glory to God. It's as simple as that. So I see that the Holy Ghost now share the love of God abroad in our heart. Glory to God. He said, love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Come and say, by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. The summary of what God is doing in our life is that God is exposing our mind to the reality of the love of God that transcends the now to the hereafter. The purposes of God, the plans of God that transcends the immediate into the future. When the Holy Ghost begins to blow this up in your heart, you understand? You begin to, you begin to acknowledge, you understand, the power of God in your life. You begin to submit to the authority of God in your life. You begin to rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Then you are learning to overcome. Because the devil will not let you overcome all of these things. Tribulation. He will use it to choke you. Ah, your daddy is no good. Yeah, it's not. Why is it that you are going through that? You shouldn't have gone through pain. Why is it that? No. It should not happen. And God said, no matter what happened in Philippians 1:27, he said, conduct yourself in a manner that is worthy of the gospel. Why? You need the life of God within you, the grace of God within you to contain all the containment around your life. You know what Paul did? He said, none of you guys show up to help me or to bear witness in the court when I was suffering trial. But I will not hold these things against you. I pray. The moment he does that, you understand? Peace of God. That's what we call the power of God. Can you just imagine? If pastor, he has to stand trial and say, you know, somebody lie against pastor and all of those things, you know. And some of you, you've been here for years and you've drank into my spirit and all of those things. I say, well, members of my church can testify, please. Deacon Ojo, he traveled to Lagos. The witness number two, Deacon Jebu Jebu Je, he said, his wife just gave birth. The board of the leader of the board of director of the church and minister Isaac, that one I've been with pastor for long, they're so close. And they say, he's in hospital. And the judge just adjusts his spectacle. Since there is no, you know, we pain your heart. He said, I need this to develop the character of God. I need this to, I should be able to overcome the pain and not react, but respond to God. I need this so that I will know that I have something of God in my life. Don't you know we always pain the hand of God? Why should I didn't wake up one day and destroy all of us. Why must you wonder why Nigeria is still existing? God should have killed everybody. Where they are cutting people's head everywhere. 100 children got missing, lost. Picking people's clothes in one shanty somewhere. They call it soccer. And we don't hear anything about it again. And this is happening every day. You wonder why we are still here. It doesn't pain God. So I want something of God in my life. That's why we bat the hope in me. Now already have the life of it. This is the city that has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Only God could bat that into a man's spirit. This is the house that is being built, not with hands. That is where you will live forever. I'm building, constructing my own house. I'm not contracting it to Julius Berger. Berger will not build this house for me. It's a house that is built without hands. He said, I'm looking forward to that. And the moment I have that reality in my life, I can touch that reality in my life. I can touch patience. I can touch love. I can love the unlovable. I can forgive people who are stupid and indifferent to our. You understand? I begin to pray for those who persecute me. Then it announces my confidence in the reality of the future. We have this as a down payment, giving us assurance we are going somewhere. I can touch heaven on heart in my life. He said, we groan earnestly that we'll be covered or clothed with the celestial, even while we are here in this physical. But that's a groaning. That groaning means longing. He said, Lord, this person offended me. But God, I want the reality of God in my life. Not just that it will not pain me, but I'll be able to release him and forgive him. I'll be able to pray for those who persecute me. I'll be able to relate with those who despisefully use me. That is my longing. That is what I want. God said, I need this. Somebody got to use you because you can fulfill that scripture. Some of us, we are afraid of people who want to use us to get to where they are going. Somebody got to use you and not be offended. And when I see that I'm no longer offended by those who are using me, I say, Lord, I'm going somewhere. There's a crown that is waiting for me. Not only for me alone, but those who are longing for the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ. Grace of God in the face of hostility of Satan. The measure of his law. That's why I say he make all grace abound. The key to good works is grace. Great grace. He make all grace abound unto us. So that having sufficiency in all things, we are bound. What we carry, we manage the hostility of Satan. We contain. The spiritual containment is designed to build around our life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I'm not talking to you like somebody who have apprehended. But this is my longing. This is my desire. I'm pressing forward towards this. The day I'll be cheated and I'll be used. I'll be despised. And yet, I will not be bitter. I will not be angry. And somebody said, don't you see what happened? I said, what? I said, nothing has happened. He said, what? I said, something that could have, when you speak just one word like this. He said, don't you know, I can set up my disciples to start fighting now. Only one command, legions will come down. Legion. One angel wasted the whole nation. One angel like this. They don't see him physically. And now legions. When you know you are about to make command, and you don't make that command, that's why Jesus is the author. And he said, now look unto him. Take your steps after him. It's not something, it's someone. You shall know the truth. Your life is the summary of whom you believe. Thank you, Jesus. You know why you got to pray as a believer? There's a longing. I said, Lord, I don't belong here. I know where I belong. I need that life of heaven on earth. I want to taste the power of the age to come, Lord. And he said, Lord. Lord, I want things to be different in my life. Hey, Lord, I said, Lord, don't clothe me with the celestial. Clothe me with eternal glory. Clothe me with power, God. Lord, I see the flesh. I say, God, clothed. I want to be clothed. Groaning, longing. When you have such longing, you cannot but be a man of prayer. And when you are praying in that dimension, what happened? You cannot but receive the grace of God. He says, whosoever that calleth upon the name of the Lord, God is just waiting for you to call, shall be saved. What are you calling the name of the Lord for? Come and help me drive away my enemy? No. Give me grace. Hallelujah. He says, anyone afflicted? Let him pray. Is it a prayer that God will dislodge the enemy? No. Grace. Let it flow from your heart. God has the plan of victory for you. God is not thinking about how you will fall. As we tap into God's thoughts tonight, you will know that God thought towards you that he thought of good and evil. He has made provision for your victory. Only those who have overcome, they are the ones that can become. If you do not cross this borderline, then you cannot become the true sons of God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we give you praise and glory. Thank you, Lord. Hey, Shamba Kasai. Dinokush de broken on the side. Healing Romono say. Lee Kata broken the Kaseki Baramando Kosaya. Hey, Labakata Bako so ye brogondo say. I want all that in my heart. Let it be God. I want all of God. Yeah. Break through this broken vessel. I want the trail within. All I want is the trail. Kanondo sai. Loku bakala nono si tegembron on the guys. Yira da bolo rekena on the side. Mm-hmm.